outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk said he's praying for those hurt after a car was driven into crowds during the club's trophy parade. A 53-year-old man has been arrested after dozens of people, including children, were injured. Police are not treating it as terrorism. Former Detective Chief Inspector at the Metropolitan Police, Chris Phillips, says it would have been difficult to keep the route secure.
This was a huge area that was undertaken to try to keep vehicles out of, and huge numbers of people. And we do have to also understand that it is impossible to have 100% security.
The King, who is in Canada, says he and the Queen are deeply shocked and saddened to hear what had happened. A van driver who caused the death of a 3-year-old girl in Manchester after taking at least 20 lines of cocaine has been jailed for 12 years. 36-year-old Raoul Raymond killed Luisa Parmisano by dangerous driving when he hit a tram in February. Political activist Tommy Robinson has been released from prison early following a successful High Court appeal. Last week, the 42-year-old had his 18-month sentence for contempt of court cut short by 4 months. Health Secretary Wes Streeting has urged doctors to vote against taking industrial action. Residents, previously known as junior doctors, have started to receive ballots to decide on possible strikes. Dr. Chris Morris from the BMA has told us the current pay offer doesn't go far enough.
Last year, when we agreed the pay deal, we were very clear that the pay deal was the first step towards pay restoration. And unless there was sort of significant progress, ongoing progress towards pay restoration this year, we wouldn't be able to avoid a further ballot.
4 Just Stop Oil protesters have been jailed for plotting to disrupt Manchester Airport. The group were arrested equipped with heavy-duty bolt cutters, angle grinders, glue and sand. And the weather, rain in England and Wales and later on in Northern Ireland, sunshine and showers in Scotland and a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 today gets underway with Handel. He has 8 entries this year, including the royal offering that is Solomon.
Anne-Marie Minhall.
On Classic FM.
Classic FM.
We are pirouetting our way through Tuesday afternoon and loving it. The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from the Nutcracker Tchaikovsky, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and Simon Rattle. Your Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3. We started with Handel and Solomon outside your top 100 for the first time in 4 years, dropping 19 places to 114. Solomon from it. The most famous part, the arrival of the Queen of Sheba, and it was a performance by the 16 Orchestra. For Beethoven, his Symphony No. 6, the Pastoral, is up one place to number 12. And Beethoven has two more entries after that in your top 10. After Mozart, Beethoven is your most popular composer. We're going to hear Peasants' Merrymaking. Sounds like the Classic FM Christmas party. Storm and Shepherd's Hymn After the Storm, played by the Danish Chamber Orchestra and Adam Fischer. Thank you. number 12 this year in the Classic FM Hall of Fame is Beethoven's Symphony number 6, The Pastoral. It was originally called by the composer Recollections of Life in the Country. It is his homage to the great outdoors. We heard Peasants' Merrymaking, Storm, and Shepherd's Hymn After the Storm, the third, the fourth, and the fifth movement of the finale. Adam Fisher doing a great job conducting the Danish Chamber Orchestra. Hall of Fame Hour, where you can enjoy 60 minutes of the music you voted for in 2025. Next appointment to listen tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. on Classic FM with Dan Walker.
Classic FM. Thank you.
the pianist Vigdis Olafsson playing Galuppi's music, part of Piano Sonata Number 9. New discovery for me this afternoon, maybe for you as well. And before it, the cello concerto in D, the second movement of the work, written by Leonardo Leo, who I like to call Leo Leo. Basically, Saul Gabetta, the soloist, joined by the family affair that is the ensemble Cappella Gabetta. Just after 3:30, Margarita Taylor will be with us from 4 until 7, including another offering from her star in the spotlight all this week, the organist and all-round good egg that is Anna Lapwood, who in a recent interview she said, "I think there's music in everything I'm doing." Anna says, "I'm one of those people who sings to myself almost constantly. And people joke, they can always hear me coming because I'll always be singing as I walk." A performance of Anna conducting or performing, not singing, after 4 on Classic FM.
Thank you.
They are all great hits from start to finish. One of the many Slavonic dances by Antonin Dvorak. We heard the one in C with Jiří Belohlavek conducting the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra here on Classic FM. And how do you like to start a brand new day? On Classic FM, this is the way we do it.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Traffic jam, honking horn, train delays, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, good vibes only. Waking you up to some of the most beautiful music around.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Hope your week has got off to a splendid start and that you enjoyed the bank holiday Monday. For Tuesday afternoon, a chance for you and me to enjoy the Shepherd Girls Dance by Hugo Alvain, played by the Norwegian Radio Orchestra here on your Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Us the opening movement to Vivaldi's Guitar Concerto in D. It was the legend, that is the Australian John Williams, together with the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra. Janos Rolla was our conductor. And before it's John Barry with that significant, all wondrous sound, all of his own, the beyondness of things. And we heard the English Chamber Orchestra. Exactly 10 to 4. Thank you for choosing Classic FM this afternoon, where Lang Lang, the pianist, brings us a sigh from Liszt.
Thank you.
beautiful piece by a composer who used to make members of his audience sigh with his handsomeness. Franz Liszt, Un Sospiro aside, played by Lang Lang here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
When Mum was diagnosed with dementia, her memory had already started to fade. So it mattered to me that she could stay right where she's happiest, in her own home, surrounded by neighbours, friends and her favourite things. Now, Mum has another familiar face in her life, a care professional from Home Instead. Sure, they help her with daily routines, but it's the company and conversations they share that make her smile the most. Visit homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
This is the sound of a forehand shot. And this is the sound of a backhand shot. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your personal pension. As a Which-recommended SIP provider, with a low flat fee, and a wide choice of investment options, the choice is obvious.
Advantage Wendy!
Woo-hoo! Search Interactive Investor Personal Pension. SIP values can fluctuate, and you could get back less than you invest.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, especially after her fall, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, with the extra support, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
When you're transported somewhere you've never been, when you discover hidden gems and amazing sights, when you just can't wait to pack your bags.
It's just stunning.
We should definitely go there.
I'm already looking at flights.
Nice.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can enjoy a world of travel from the comfort of your sofa. Search TV licence together.
Imagine if Marla was your matchmaker. With Classic FM Romance, that's kind of the case. It's Classic FM's popular dating site, so it's the perfect place to meet someone special who shares your values, interests and love of music, even your hilarious classical music puns. Sign up today and get a week's subscription for free at classicfmromance.com.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, the King says he's deeply shocked and saddened at events during Liverpool's trophy parade. 11 people remain in hospital in a stable condition after the car was driven into people attending yesterday's victory parade. Police are still questioning a 53-year-old man on suspicion of attempted murder, dangerous driving and driving while unfit through drugs. Assistant Chief Constable Jenny Sims from Merseyside Police has given an update.
It is believed the driver of the Ford Galaxy car involved was able to follow an ambulance onto Water Street after the roadblock was temporarily lifted so that the ambulance crew could attend to a member of the public who was having a suspected heart attack.
A man has been jailed for 12 years after a three-year-old girl was killed in a crash in Manchester. Lulu Parmisano died when a van being driven by 36-year-old Raul Raymond crashed in the city centre in February. The court heard he'd taken at least 20 lines of cocaine. Our Northwest reporter Jess Reeves has the details.
The van had crashed into a tram, forcing it onto the pavement, veering into Lulu. She was taken to hospital with injuries but died a short time later. Raul Rehman abandoned the van and fled the scene on Booth Street in a taxi, but he was arrested in a restaurant a few days later.
The Reform UK leader has used a speech in central London to criticise both the Tories and Labour. Nigel Farage says Reform is committed to lifting the two-child benefit cap, introducing a tax break for married couples and funding universal winter fuel payments. A man from South London has